interested here with basketball. The Lady Beaver basketball team, a big start to the season, and held an opponent without scoring for, I think I had 18 minutes, I think, the other night. That's over half a game in one stretch there. But they picked up a nice victory over Hoisington to start the season, and they'll have three games in 3 days, starting with Coronado tomorrow night at this time at home. And we'll start off here with Coach Amy Felker. And Coach, a lot of new faces on the varsity playing significant minutes. I think you had to be pretty happy about how the season started off last Friday night.
You know, it seemed like they've just played together for a long time. You know, I was nervous, you know, bringing in so many new faces on the team and how we would react. But they did a great job. You know, they made the extra pass. They found their teammates. And most importantly, their defense was just on. You know, they knew how to get the stops and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I was just proud of their overall effort on Friday.
And it was a little bit of a slow start, both sides early on. I think just first game jitters, but, you know, that can be pretty tough as well, and a lot of nerves as well. But you mentioned, you know, the defense gelled pretty well. And do you feel like that it took maybe about the going in, do you feel like that it took maybe about the normal amount of time for them to kind of settle in?
You know, meaning that, you know, we only had two returning starters from the year before, and a lot of girls are playing new minutes and new positions and that kind of stuff, different roles. I figured it'd take a whole quarter to kind of relax. And I told them, I think before the game, I was like, you don't have to shoot the first time you touch the ball. I said, just get into the game and get it figured out, and then just relax and be ready. And, you know, they finally calmed down, and we quit making the turnovers like we did in that first quarter. And, they just relaxed and started playing some ball.
I know you had your two starters. They scored a big chunk of your points there, but you had a lot of the others get involved in other aspects of the game, whether it be on defense or rebounding or even getting the assist and, you know, getting involved in there. I think that's going to build some confidence here down the road.
You know, I really do think there's a lot of things that we can build on. The shots and that kind of stuff, they're going to come throughout the year, the more confidence they gain. Mm-hmm. But most importantly is they stepped up and made the little things happen. You know, we always talk about, you know, Brooke and Erica may have scored most of the points, but everybody else, somebody had to screen for them. Somebody had to pass to them. Somebody had to help them, you know, get open and get that easy shot. So, you know, it takes a team effort. It's not just those two girls getting it done.
And I know the newcomers to the varsity, I should say, even though that some of them played quite a bit last year, the ones that are getting more significant minutes, do you feel like that they're going to be probably more prepared to shoot more here as the season goes on?
I think just once they, you know, feel like they know where their spots are in the game and that kind of stuff, they're going to be more apt to take that shot. You know, I'm not giving anybody a red light for sure. You know, when they feel comfortable and they're ready to go, then they've got to be ready to spot up, because that's going to take some of the pressure off of Brooke and Erica. So it will come. You know, when is it going to come? Hopefully sooner than later. But, you know, they will gain the confidence that they need.
Well, look, it's three games in 3 days, even though it's not really a tournament. It's a tournament-like format. Tomorrow night with Coronado, Friday with Liberal, and Saturday with Garden City. And this is going to be definitely a test mentally, probably more than anything else here for you guys the next three games.
You know, it's going to be tough for these girls. They're going to have to really, really be focused and play one game at a time. So right now, all we've talked about is Coronado and, you know, how big they are and things that we can do to counteract them and that kind of stuff. And then tomorrow, you know, we'll start talking about the other ones. It's going to be a test. You know, there's some really good teams that we're going to have to play, some bigger schools that have a lot of girls to choose from. And, you know, we're just going to have to battle and put our best effort on the court every time. And, you know, I have high expectations for these next 3 days.
And, you know, it's a grind, but I think it's something that you guys can learn from. What are some things this week that you guys have worked on three nights here to prepare for these next 3 days?
You know, we're going to see a lot more man-to-man these next days than we did in the Hoisington game. So we really focused on getting that offenses and the sets and that kind of stuff down and try to get the timing there and that kind of stuff. You know, the other thing is, you know, you can't practice defense enough, you know, making sure that we know exactly how we need to rotate and we're working together as a team. And so, you know, just the main things that we need, you know, defense, rebounds, and get our offenses ready.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Amy Felker joining us here as we talk girls basketball. They get ready for three games in 3 days, Thursday and Friday night in Scott City, then Saturday afternoon down at Garden against Garden City. Yeah, Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you here quite a few more times this week.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We got a couple of juniors joining us here, and I almost said sophomores, but like I know that's wrong. But we start off here with junior Brentley Stevens, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, you got your first varsity start last Friday night. What was that like?
That was really fun. It's been a goal since freshman year, so it was exciting.
Any nerves getting out there right away?
Oh, yeah. I'm always nervous no matter what sport I'm playing, but it was really fun, though, to be able to start.
Why always so nervous?
I don't know. I just want to do good, I guess.
Well, do you feel like you did pretty good first game?
Always a little bit disappointed in myself, I guess. I'm kind of a downer, but I think that for it being the most I've played on varsity, I did well.
Well, I mean, you don't want to be, I guess, what you call, you don't want to accept, you know, okay. You want to
that's
be great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, got to be the best.
Yeah, I mean, you strive for perfection. That's what I was thinking. But, no, what are some things that you thought you did pretty well last week?
I think I just do good at knowing my role when I come to the game. I know I'm not really a huge scorer, but I play really good defense most of the time, and that's what my main focus is playing good defense and getting the pass to the guards that are going to shoot. So.
Yeah, and you primarily played kind of down around the block, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Kind of intimidating. Some of those girls are kind of tall, a lot taller than me, but I just got to play good defense on them.
It's the dog in the fight sometimes, right?
That's right.
All right, what would you like to see from yourself as you move forward through this year?
I just want to improve on my ball handling and my shooting and just my shot selection and just taking the right shots and making the right passes.
All right, well done here. Thanks again, Brentley, and a good start to the season for you here, and good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, junior Brentley Stevens joining us here, also another junior, and Cheyenne Kramer is joining us here next. And how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. What I remember from you last week against Hoisington, you were all over the glass, rebounding. And how'd you feel like first game went for you?
Really nervous at the start, but I think I settled in a little when it started going.
Was it just, a varsity environment? Was that the biggest thing that made you nervous?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like when you're out there in the circle pitching in a way, isn't it? Except, you're indoors, right?
Yeah.
it's been a fun start to the season. What are some things that you thought you did pretty well last Friday night?
Closing out better on the wing. I really tried to focus on that. And,
what are some things that you maybe saw from film that you say, I need to get better at this?
Still closing out, boxing out, mm-hmm. going after offensive boards, too. I think I should crash harder for those.
Yeah. Do you feel like that, that you were pretty physical overall with the opponents last week?
I feel like I was trying, but it could always be better.
Yeah. You had a couple points there, and it's the first points are always the toughest ones to get, it seems like, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then after that, I just said, all right, I'm in the game now. But, the season always goes pretty fast here, and there's a lot of your classmates that are starting here, and that's got to be pretty cool to kind of continue to play with them throughout high school.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, definitely.
What are some things that you like to accomplish here this year?
I'd like to shoot a little more, get more confident shooting the ball.
All right. And what do you think maybe that would be attributed to here as you go down the line?
I don't really know.
Just believing in yourself more?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully things continue to work out well for you. You had a good start last week, Cheyenne, and good job here tonight. Thanks again.
Thank you.